Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Dettillier, our NFL and college football analyst, joins us on WWL. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you, bud?
I'm good. I want to talk about Lane Kiffin. There's a lot of talk about his personality, his charisma, his looks, just the way he presents himself. He's quite a charismatic character. But there's got to be more to him than that. What makes him such a great football coach?
Okay, what he's done at Ole Miss, and he's an offensive genius. Scoot, we do this on TV shows that I do before LSU had played Ole Miss and breaking down film of how he creates openings for wide receivers or tight ends downfield. It's so innovative in his approach to creating space and giving a quarterback options to where to throw the football. He's one of one. He does it as well as anybody in college football, and he sees the whole field. Every square inch of that field, he sees it. That is really impressive. And what he's been able to do, and think about, he's had two 11-win seasons at Ole Miss and three 10-win or more seasons at Ole Miss.
Yeah. Mike, he's
had... They haven't done that since Johnny Vaught in the 1960s.
Wow. He's had some good mentors.
Yes, he has. In working for Pete Carroll... at USC, who was a defensive-oriented coach. His dad, Monty Kiffin, goes down as one of the greatest defensive coordinators ever in the National Football League. He worked for Coach Saban at Alabama. He's been pals with Ed Orgeron for a long period of time. But I think about that staff when Pete was coaching there, and he had Steve Sarkisian on that staff, who's now the head coach at Texas. Lane Kiffin, who's now the head coach at LSU, and Ed Orgeron, who was the head coach at LSU and was the head coach at Ole Miss. That was a star-studded group. He's learned from a lot of different people, but his offensive concepts are just terrific. And he's the quarterback whisperer. He's done it in 5 years with three different quarterbacks in Matt Corral, Jackson Dart, who is now the starting quarterback. And the offseason at Manning Camp, Austin Simmons shows up, left-handed quarterback. He was the projected starter at Ole Miss. He goes down to an injury, and then a kid from Ferris State, Trinidad Chambliss, becomes one of the most dynamic players in college football. He's just done a fabulous job coaching the pitch and catch game. But in football trivia, what most people wouldn't get, in the last 5 years, he's run the football more than he's thrown it.
Wow. I was just going to ask you about the running game, because you hear so much talk about teams that pass, but it seems like it always comes back to, but do you have a successful running game? Because sometimes that's what makes the passing game successful.
Yeah, no question about it. And boy, he's got a hammer this year. And Kawan Lacy was a Texas kid, actually came to one of our camps here on the Bayou a few years ago. Started out at Missouri and then transferred to Ole Miss. He's a hammer back. He hits you a lot of different ways, and he's a physical guy. But Lane has learned a lot of that from his USC days. Remember, he was there when they had Reggie Bush and Lindell White.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw what that did for Matt Leiner. That opened up so many different avenues for him to throw the football when you have a running game that good. And certainly at Alabama, with the running game they had under Coach Saban, and he kind of really pushed Coach Saban into more of the pitch and catch era. Coach Saban was hesitant about doing it, but Lane sort of pushed him into it, and it certainly worked out for him.
How do you feel about the way this has all been handled from Lane's perspective and from the perspective of others? Because from Fox News to CNN and other of the national networks, they're very, very critical. And one person says there's no cure for narcissistic personality disorder. How do you feel about the way this was handled?
Scoot, if anybody knew anything about it, all his endings have been messy. What would you expect this one to be?
Yeah.
I've said that for weeks. It's never clean with Lane.
Why?
Never. It's just part of his personality. When he became the head coach at Tennessee, he stayed 1 year. And then the job opening came up at USC. And he decided to bolt after 1 year. He got fired on the tarmac of the airport at USC and then kind of rehabilitates himself working under Coach Saban. He was supposed to coach in the national championship game. Tells Coach Saban, hey, all my focus is on helping you win the national championship. And really, all his focus was to recruit for Florida Atlantic. He told people at Florida Atlantic, man, this is a dream job. I love it here at Florida Atlantic. That lasted a couple, three seasons. Then he's off to Ole Miss. He played footsie with Auburn when they offered him the job a couple years back. He hemmed and hawed about it and decided to stay. Now he became kind of the prettiest gal in the room. Everybody's after him. If it was Auburn, if it was Florida, LSU, Ole Miss, everybody wanted him. So, in my opinion, and I've been doing this, it's basically 40 years, it's no shock to me. He's almost like if you out in the wild and you see this cheetah, the fastest animal out there, and man, he looks beautiful out running the field, and what he can do and how fast he can run and how high he can climb. But if you try to tame that cheetah, good luck. It ain't going to happen. And I think Ole Miss thought, maybe we've tamed the cheetah. You know what? He's always looking for the next job. And that's going to happen again at LSU. With success, he's probably going to move on and go to the NFL. His first head coaching job was actually with the Oakland Raiders and Al Davis. That lasted about a year and three quarters. And, you know, I was getting up in age, and Lane had never been head coach before. And you could see that was not going to work out. And it ended sort of ugly with him and Al.
Yeah.
So for people to say, oh, I'm shocked at this, shocked, then you're not understanding who he is. That's part of his personality.
Mike, I got to get to a break here, but before I do, could this have been handled after the season I know there are things coming up, but could this have been handled after the season?
No, because the calendar messes you up.
Okay.
Wednesday, Scoot, is National Signing Day. And so you got a three-day period, but about 97% of the recruits sign on Wednesday. The calendar's messed up, and it's sort of that the wrestler Ric Flair's line, and I agree with it. Don't hate the player, hate the game. The NCAA has messed this up in the setup of events that could happen, and we see this wide range of coaches changing jobs one after the other just yesterday. And just in the SEC, it was unbelievable to watch, but this is more something the NCAA has to address in reworking their calendar.
Yeah, it would be for the benefit of the players if they do that, and they should do it. Mike, I've got to go to break. Thank you for your time and your expertise, and we'll hear you this afternoon with Bobby on the second guest show live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beaches in Hancock County, Mississippi.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.